The robot looks like a replica of a black tank. It's about a half a foot tall with tracks for wheels, a rotating camera, and an antenna. It's controlled by a handheld remote resembling a Game Boy console. Members of the SWAT team played with the robot as if it was their freshly opened Christmas toy. Gary Jensen is the chief of the Logan Police Department.
It actually has been kind of fun to watch these guys around the office. It's almost like a toy to them. They're driving it around, and it has this track device on it. On top, it's got a dome that has the cameraing system that we're able to pan, tilt, zoom. It does have night vision capability. It's a neat piece of equipment.
But the robot is much more than just a toy. It's like having another person on the police task force, except for the robot is dispensable, says Jensen. The robot is versatile enough to be shared between different departments in Cache Valley during hostile situations and tactical operations.
We can listen, we can also speak through the robot, and it can go wherever we send it, upstairs, over obstacles, those kinds of things. So what it represents to us is safety in those tenuous situations where we can send the robot as an indispensable item versus sending one of our officers or firemen in harm's way.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.